The Lord bless you, heart dwellers. Tonight I have an important message for you. It's a clarification of my previous message about the government in the United States collapsing. It's a clarification. And also some other things the Lord had to say. So it is August the 26th, 2015. First, I'm going to start with some of my observations here and share these with you just to clear up any confusion on your part. It seems like I need to be a little more specific when I give you a message from the Lord, perhaps by clarifying it a little. Several people have written in the comments about the message on the 18th of August this year when I asked the Lord about an economic collapse. I had not researched that subject at all. I just happened to hear comments about it on our own channel and the information from other sites that all of you sometimes post on our channel. So I wanted to clarify that for you, what he said and what he didn't say. So here's a quote. I said, "But Lord, what about the financial collapse?" He turned his head sideways and let out a deep breath. "Have I spoken to you about a financial collapse?" "No, Lord, you haven't." End of quote. Now that's the substance of our dialogue on that subject. And let me explain to you how I interpret what he said there. I have been told not to listen to different prophets and peruse what is being said by whom. He's asked me not to do this, lest I get contamination from what I hear others saying. So he was, in a sense, chiding me to see if I had been obedient or had been listening to others. Have I spoken to you about a financial collapse? If you look at the PDF, you'll notice that "you" is in all in caps. He was stressing that. That's what he said. He didn't say there will be no financial collapse. He just asked me basically, where did I hear that? And am I basing my idea that there will be a collapse on other sources? That is mixing sources with him? That's what he does not want from me. So I'm not to tell you about a collapse unless he tells me about one. He is my source, not the internet nor the good prophets who have become popular. Now, that said, I need to clarify something else. In this last message, he talked about government collapse in the United States and a continuation of commerce here also. In other words, not complete financial collapse, not complete world collapse in other nations. He specified America. Not only America, but he specified the American government. So in listening, my loved ones, you have to cultivate an ear for details, because Jesus is specific with me almost always. And it's so easy to jump to conclusions, especially when you've been listening to others. So please, dear family, listen carefully. In this last message, he did not say there would be a complete financial collapse. If you've heard this from different sources, please keep your sources straight and pay particular attention to what I have been told so you don't confuse other people's messages with mine. Okay? He has told me that the complete collapse would not come until after the rapture. So just before I go on to that, I just want to say, so this is what he said. He said there would be a government collapse in the United States, not in Great Britain, not in Australia, not in Canada, not in Ireland, not in South America, in the United States only. There would be a financial collapse of the government. But that commerce would continue. In other words, people would continue to buy, sell, and trade. And the people that would be affected by the government collapse in the United States, he just mentioned that the government wasn't going to be paying out money every month. So that could have to do with Social Security, but it could also have to do mostly with people who are dependent for an income and food stamps and that kind of thing on the government. That was more my understanding. Okay, moving on. He has told me that the complete collapse would not come until after the rapture. At least to the best of my ability, that's what I remember. That's the clearest understanding that I have. Now, that said, no one is perfect. And if I made an error in understanding, because he communicates ideas to me at times, and in some messages, I have to put the words to the ideas, and I'm only human. So we'll have to wait and see. I'm waiting to see with you. But so far, the complete collapse is not to come until after the rapture, to the very best of my understanding, in my frail human body and mind. So please, always pray for me that I will interpret his thoughts correctly, and not allowing my coloring to get in. This is one reason why Ezekiel discerns the messages before I post them. He is acutely aware of how I think. However, so is the Lord, and that is one reason why he uses me. He has infused much of his way of thinking into my weak little mind. Remember, Scripture says, where we are weak, he is strong. Or I wouldn't be able to understand his thoughts and put words to them. But then comes the human factor. Okay, so I do my best. If I ever fail, what will be new about that? I'm human, subject to my own interpretations. And sometimes you might have to ask yourself, is her Jesus ministering to me on a regular basis? Am I growing closer to him? And if I do make a mistake, say, well, I guess she's only human after all. She did confess that she was only human. And as I've told you in the past, there's two ways that these messages come to me. One is infused knowledge, where an understanding comes that I have to put the words to. Another way that comes to me is when he dictates the words step by step, word by word. And he usually does that with me when I have a very strong opinion that differs with his. So he helps me to grasp what he's saying by just telling me each word by word and putting the thought together for me in sentences. So the messages that have been the most controversial have been discerned over and over and over again. Believe me, I tremble when I think I've gotten it wrong. I tremble and I wait on the Lord until he provides confirmations. So far, so good. But don't think that I agree with everything he says, because I don't. There are times when I just don't get it. But somehow I know it's him, so I pass it on to you. I love it when I get an inner witness, but I don't depend on that because I have a very strong opinion of my own, and when he goes against that, I have to yield to him. All right, so that's the end of that. Now, on to the poor. In the book of Acts, second chapter, all who believed were together and had all things in common. And they were selling their possessions and belongings and distributing the proceeds to all as any had need. And in other places in the Word, it talks about distributing food to the poor. This has been our responsibility from the beginning, not the government's. The poor are a gift to us to exercise ourselves in charity and good works. James says faith without works is useless. He also says that religion that God our Father accepts as pure and faultless is this, to look after orphans and widows in their distress, and to keep oneself from being polluted by the world. What is coming to America is a huge opportunity for us to exercise charity and sacrifice. I am constantly watching for those who are sincere on our channel and have a history with us to provide them with help when they're in dire straits. Ezekiel is, Carol is, everyone is watching for anyone who is a regular that has a problem. And they report back to me and let me know. Many of you who listen here have received from us, so you understand our commitment. Right now, our expenses are very low, and I'm hoping we won't have to move and have to pay rent, so we can afford to help when it's needed. In fact, some of you have sent in donations that we were able to help others with that very day. So this is our commitment. But we are careful to make sure no one is using this channel selfishly. Unfortunately, we've caught a couple of scammers. The bottom line is that we pray over each and every person that we see has a need and don't send a thing until the Lord approves it. So, heart dwellers, we're coming into our own. We are all going to be tested on our charity and outreach to others as the disabled, the infirm, the vulnerable elderly are deprived of their regular government income. We can't help everyone, obviously, but we can help some. This may be our last big test before we go home. We'll just have to wait and see. Lord, is there anything you want to say? He began, "My love, I'm very, very pleased that you're looking out for the poor and the sick. These are trying times. But I am with each and every one that truly loves me. Even those who abuse and reject me, I still provide for, because I hurt for them when they're so desperate." Ray comes to mind, very definitely. He continued, "In the times that are coming, I want you to pay particular attention to the helpless. There's more than enough to go around. And I will send more. But wait on me. Do not be moved by credible stories, because indeed there are deceivers. I do not wish to support their manipulative lifestyles. But I will care for those who are sincerely in need." And then he began to quote scripture. "My desire is not that others might be relieved while you are hard-pressed, but that there might be equality. At the present time, your plenty will supply what they need, so that in turn, their plenty will supply what you need. The goal is equality. As it is written, the one who gathered much did not have too much, and the one who gathered little did not have too little." And at that point, that's in 2 Corinthians 8. I asked the Lord, I said, "What about the ones who are lazy and refuse to support themselves?" He replied, "I am working with them. I speak to their hearts. But there will come a time for them when I will allow a disaster only because they did not put forth the effort to care for themselves and their families. But even when disaster strikes, I'm still there. My servants have learned to live on very little. I will continue to provide for them because their agenda is mine and they are obedient. But those I have nudged in their hearts, wanting them to move forward and care for their own, they will indeed have difficult times ahead. Living off the government has put them at high risk. My children, those of you who are not disabled and sick, those of you who have been lying to the government and using resources meant for the poor to support a dishonest and lazy lifestyle, those of you who have been lying to the government and using the resources for the poor to support your own dishonest and lazy lifestyle, you will be left behind. I'm asking you to repent now before it's too late for you. You haven't much time left, but if I see a sincere change in your lifestyle, I will forgive your sinful lying and take you in the rapture. but do not expect to use others for your own personal gain, misrepresenting yourself or your family, and be raptured at the same time. It will not happen. Boy, when I heard the Lord say that, I thought of those of you out there who are going to freak out when they hear this, and those of you who are scrupulous and prone to false guilt. And so I said, Lord, may I clarify this? And he said, you may. Okay, guys, the Lord is not talking about you who are legitimately sick or have disabled children. And truly, you can't work. He's talking about those who use the system to accumulate wealth and deceive the government about their needs so they can have more than their share. Most of you have already chosen honesty in your lives. So please don't worry. This is not about you. Those of you who are helpless and don't have any recourse because you can't work, this is not about you. This is about people who are deliberately deceiving the government and other people so they don't have to put forth any effort to support themselves. They're fully capable, and they just won't do it. So there have been people with $50,000 in the bank, several cars and holdings, an expensive home, and are still appealing to the government for support and food. And they've been abusing the system for years. If you are in that category, repent while there is yet time. There are some who are fully able to work but have filed for disability because they thought they could get away with it, although they are not truly disabled. Please repent while there's yet time. The Lord picked up at this point and he said, I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, but I will not support or bless stealing and lying. So I appeal to you, my children, mend your ways. For the rest, I say thank you for caring about those around you. Your reward in heaven shall be great. For those who are poor, I say you are my gift to those around you. Through you they shall prove their holiness and be my ambassadors of mercy. You play a very valuable role in my kingdom. You teach the selfish to be merciful. You teach the proud to be humble. You teach the rich compassion. Do not be ashamed of who you are. I allowed this circumstance in your life, and I have equipped you to bear the scorn and contempt of men the way I did. I have allowed you to become very much like me, that the hearts of men could be revealed. I bless you all, my children, and great is your reward in heaven for your honesty, your mercy, and your righteousness in me.